Radio WTF presents The Daily WTF. Today's episode, Space for Guests, an original story written and adapted for radio by Lauren Cates. There's a 2-kilometer-wide mushroom in space, parked in the L5 Lagrange point of the Earth-Moon system. At least there will be by the latter part of the 21st century. Space Station Fixed Gaze, owned and operated by Initech Intersolar Incorporated, is the premier hub for research and astronomy. Under the command of Josephine Garneau, the station is both home and work for a small, rotating crew of scientists and researchers. Every month for 5 years, Commander Garneau oversaw the personnel rotation. But today, as the transport shuttle docked with the station, she had no idea what head office had in store.
Greetings, and welcome aboard the Fixed Gaze. Director Clifton, I wasn't expecting you.
Commander Garneau, so good to see you again. Oh, hang on, I'll come to you.
I got you. Okay.
Thanks, I guess it's been too long. Just don't quite have my space legs in freefall anymore.
It'll come right back. It's just like riding a bike, except in orbit. So, Director.
Oh, please, Josephine, the formality.
Sorry, old habits. Royce, good to see you too, though it's a bit surprising. I didn't know anyone from the board was coming.
I know you don't like surprises, but schedules just kind of came together at the right time, and the shuttle was available, so I thought that we would...
Royce, if you're cutting my staff, you need to not spring this on me. I'm running a skeleton crew as it is, just Dr. Tazir and myself.
No. It's not like that at all.
I can see the shuttle, Royce. There's 5 people, and no familiar faces. I can't run a station with only juniors.
Commander, Josephine, look, I promise you, there's another shuttle arriving by night shift with a full staff. These people are... Okay, so ever since the merger, the board's been looking at the long-term projections for the station, maintenance, depreciation, possible competition popping up on the L3 ring.
You're selling the place?
No. Well, not yet. Well, okay, hopefully not. What I mean to say here is these people here, no, they're not buyers. They're... Okay, well, look, the board is investigating alternate revenue streams, and it turns out some people are willing to pay a lot of good money to experience the authentic life on the frontier.
You brought tourists to my station?
Oh, no, not exactly. See, the tourists with the mega dollars kind of need some good word of mouth, and marketing doesn't quite know how to market to them yet. This is much more of a focus group.
The station isn't equipped for tourists.
Marketing suggests the term guests. Now, they're going to spend the day, tour around, get the authentic experience. Here's the thing, we're going to just shoot some promos, do some branding, and then we're going to go back home to write wonderful things about the glamorous adventure everyone just had.
What glamour? This is a research station. You're either in a cramped dormitory, or in a cramped lab, or doing exercises so your muscles don't atrophy, or routine maintenance so we don't all die in a vacuum. There's nothing glamorous here.
Then make it glamorous, Commander. One guest for one day can pay for a crew for an entire month. Leasing out research space has been great and all, but ever since the merger, the board is demanding to see more profit come from this place. So, unless you want the board all up in your pretty pink black hole with a telescope, these people, here and now, are what you live and die by. So, put on a smile, make them comfortable, and keep them happy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Director.
Good. Now, just remember, all they want is the authentic life in space experience. Well, minus the work, stress, worry, and any talk about death. Now, just make them feel part of it without actually, making them part of it. Now, go, greet our guests.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Commander Josephine Garneau, and welcome aboard the space station Fixed Gaze. Glad to have you all aboard. Before we disembark, we're going to review some features and protocols of the station.
Excuse me, Commander. I'd much rather disembark and settle in before any sort of orientation.
Well, it's a little bit important that I give you this
Yes, good idea. Yeah, let's move the orientation to the main lounge.
I can make it brief, but there is some safety and protocol we really should go over first, you know,
I'd
so you
really
don't
rather get out of zero-G first.
Well, actually, we're not in zero-G, but microgravity. See, the L5 point is as distant to the Earth as the Moon is, so you actually weigh dozens of milligrams. Technically, weightlessness is more accurate of a term when you're talking about force weight. It's okay. Perfectly normal. Nothing a little cabin pressure adjustment can't fix.
You never get seasick.
You never get seasick, Marius. Ever. It must have been the pilot's awful constant accelerating and decelerating.
So, I'll be sure to bring that up with our pilot. But, Commander, let's get everyone out of zero-G and settled in, shall we?
Okay. Sure, let's do that. Everyone, follow me. There's rungs and handholds along every surface to guide you. Now, we're heading to the docking hallway right over here. Good, good. A single file, please. Leave plenty of space while you find your space legs.
And, Commander, despite my earlier review there, my husband Pascal and I are actually thrilled to be here. We're celebrating our 20th, and this is so special. Thank you for having us.
Well, I'm happy to be part of that celebration. I'm actually...
Ryan, wait for me! I still need my carry-on, it's stuck!
Wait, no, sir, don't pull! I'll have everything unloaded and brought up...
I got it! My camera bag! Grab it!
Oh, my God, Doc! Pascal, look out!
Oh, my head! Oh, Faitha!
Oh, it's floating away, I'm gonna get it!
Please, sir, no! Everyone stay where you are!
Untethered cargo detected in main bay. Drone dispatched.
That's Ella, our computer. She can handle most things automatically or by request. She'll get the floater and all of your other carry-ons safely to the lab.
Possible injury detected in main bay. Is medical assistance required?
Are you okay, sir?
It's just a bump. He'll be fine.
Yes, I'll be fine. But you, Commander, shouldn't let people take out the luggage if it isn't safe.
Well, we do cover that in the orientation, but you're right and duly noted. Ella, no medical assistance required.
Confirmed.
Okay, let's all keep moving toward the hallway. Take your time, slow and steady.
Passing above, watch out below, you slowpokes. Yeah! Ta-da! Dang, I almost got that triple twist.
Very impressive, sir. But free flight isn't recommended in this area.
No, don't worry about it. I've been on a suborbital tour. I'll be fine. Heck, I probably could have gotten that guy's bag back. Say, what's up there anyway?
The lower stem is all storage. Cargo holds, supplies, drone garages. Mid-stem is mechanics, plumbing, computers, the works of the station. And upper stem is the microgravity labs.
That's like 3 clicks straight up. I'd love to take a one-shot of that top to bottom, do a swan swaggle the whole way.
Well, the stem is mainly automated by drones, so it may not be suitable for athletics. You look familiar, sir. Have we met before?
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to do the modest sir thing with me. I'm cool with my followers calling me Gus, or Mr. Dowler if you really have those formal feels in you. Or because the boss is watching, heh heh heh.
That's it. My niece Bianca showed me one of your vids last time I was Earthside. Camel trekking across the Missouri desert.
There is a Gussie in every family. Fun behind the scenes on that one. Huge sandstorm stranded the tour at base camp. Solar farmers put us up. Days pass, they're getting frazzled minding us and doing their day job. We're getting stir crazy. I spot a farmer riding around camp, swiping the sand with a big net on a stick. See, the camels have been dropping a little extra business normally left out on the dunes. Well, I want to ride a camel, so I help out. Ride, scoop, ride, scoop, ride, scoop. Everyone else is like, ooh, looks like fun, me too. Now it's a game of who collects the most. Passes the time for us, lightens the workload for the farmers. Didn't make the vid's final cut, but now you know, and you can tell your niece Bianca that you heard it straight from the Gus Meister himself. And, oh my gosh, I just realized you're a commander!
Yes, I am?
Yeah, a real science space commander, I gotta self-vid this!
Wait, are you recording?
Hey there, all my Gussies! I know you all love Crime Scene Mars as much as I do, so I know you're all just about to flub yourselves when you see I'm here with a real, actual space commander, and a scientist, too! Commander Garneau, the sands of Mars again run red. Ha ha!
I'm not really familiar with that particular...
Do the Colonial Mars Patrol salute with me. Like this.
Is this... Ow, that hurts my pinky.
All right, until next time, Gussies. All right, edit out your little gaff there at the end, and post!
Glad I could help. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. It looks like everyone's made it to the lock. Great, great. Now, if you'll all orient yourselves that your feet are against the green wall. Good, good. Okay, I'll close the lock. There we go. Now, we are now standing in one of three gills. Those are the spokes that lead from the stem to the mushroom cap. The stem is at rest relative to the rotating station, both for the microgravity storage and the labs, and the shuttles that way don't have to match a rotation to dock. But you can't just step from at rest to a body moving at 100 meters per second, so this hallway here decouples from the station and accelerates along maglev rails to reach the momentum of the mushroom cap. You can already start to feel that under your feet, can't you?
Ooh,
wow.
That's it. That's a centripetal force bringing us to good old home-cooked 9.8 meters per second squared.
What? Hey, now, what the commander meant is that the hallway is getting gravity from the station.
Oh, cool. Oh,
science.
Now I get it.
If you'll all follow me down the hallway, you can start to feel a more defined down under your feet as we walk. You'll barely need the handholds at all. And we're about to dock, and there we are. The outer lock opens to a ramp, down this way, please. This way, sir. And your feet are now on the inside of the rim of the mushroom. Now the length of the stem is perpendicular to your head right along here. Neat, huh? This is the main lounge and dining hall, and there's Dr. Tazir, station physician and second in command.
Hello?
Dr. Tazir and I are running the station while we wait for the next cadre of crew to arrive later today. Doctor, you remember Director Clifton. He's brought some guests on board for a tour, so they can give their thoughts and feelings to the board back home. Everyone, wow. If you'll settle into the lounge, Dr. Tazir here will take some food orders, run through that orientation we talked about, and then show you around the station.
I will?
You will, and I'll forget I found your super secret contraband vacuum distillery on the hull.
During an extra week of leave on next shift, and I'll forget to tell these people how the food they're ordering is actually 90% recycled human waste.
Deal. Just keep them fed and entertained and out of trouble.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Who wants to eat some space food?
I love space food.
I'm going to confirm your itinerary with the commander. You are all in luck. You came on such a great day. There's some really special science stuff scheduled for the day. Right, commander?
Yeah. Really great stuff. The best. So, if you have any questions, Dr. Tazir can answer them. Or you can just hold them until I'm back at 8:30.
Oh, now that's half an hour from now, everyone. I know you're still on Earth time and all.
Okay, everybody, listen. The thing about the food...
Hey, Josie, excuse me.
Fly out of it's that command... Never mind. Josephine's fine. How can I help you, Mr. Dell?
Okay, I got a concern I need to bring up right away, but I didn't want to embarrass you in front of the other guests.
If it's about the bathrooms...
I've been using the comm system since we docked, and I've got a lot of followers. So I spend a lot of time online, and well, this is the worst internet I have ever experienced. People have to have proper internet up here.
Oh, well, I can check on that. What's the problem you're experiencing?
It's the lag. Horrible lag. Like 2+ seconds.
Well, we are in a Lagrange point... 384,000 kilometers from Earth, so...
So what? I've been to the Himalayas and to the Mariana Trench, and I have always had perfect coverage. I've been assured that this station is nothing but the most advanced technology available to humankind. A barely functional internet isn't really, well, you know, acceptable.
But,
Oh, Gus, thank you for your feedback. You know, let me raise your concerns with our IT department.
All right. Just try and get it fixed, all right?
Josephine, what did I tell you about smiling and keeping them happy?
Light takes 2.5 seconds to round trip from here to Earth. Keeping them happy is one thing, but I cannot change the laws of physics.
I don't understand what you mean, and if I don't, they most certainly will not. I don't care what you can and can't do. That isn't your job right now. Your job is to smile and nod and be pleasant. And never, not even once, raise the specter of discomfort. Make these people happy. The future of every bit of research, the future of this whole station, rides on the feedback of these most V of VIP people. Give them their authentic experience. Do it with a smile. Understood, Commander?
Yes, Mr. Director, sir.
Commander Garneau led a tour through the labs, answering questions like, what does this button do? And is there a black hole in the solar system we can see? When Director Clifton asked the guests which astral bodies they found most fun, authentic, and engaging, Josephine conveniently remembered she had some important work to check in her cabin, on the other side of the space station. But one can only get away so far in a closed environment, especially when that closed environment includes an always-on communication system.
Call from Gus Dowler.
Now what? How can I help you, Mr. Dowler?
I need your help down in the docking bay. Come right away.
Are you okay? Why are you in the docking bay?
Royce let me in. No problem. When will you be down here?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Garneau out. Ella, call Director Clifton.
Connecting.
Go for Clifton.
Did you tell guests they could go unsupervised into the STEM?
Oh, yeah, just Gussie. He's shooting some promos for his followers. Great exposure for the tour project.
Why? Did you not hear me tell him explicitly that the STEM isn't for acrobatics? There's way too much crafting machinery. I don't care if he's some fancy adventurer self-bitter. It isn't the place for plebes and trolls.
I'll take that under consideration for our guests, who may or may not be in earshot of my comm. Seriously, Josephine.
I'm sure our guests would prefer to hear the authority in command of this station be referred to by her proper title, Royce.
I'll take that under consideration too, Commander. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get back to our guests and finish showing them drone at work.
There's no scheduled drone work today.
I authorize it. Oh, which reminds me, I need to get your sign-off on some rebranding for marketing.
Hey, Commander, Space Scientist, over here.
Later. Josephine, out. Quite the camera setup you've got going on.
I'm trying to get some footage of the drones.
And just footage of the drones?
Yes, Commander, just the drones and not me swaggling down the stem. I've been on enough tour adventures to know when someone's subtly dissuading me from doing something that'll either get them fired or me killed or maybe both.
I'm glad to hear that. You picked a good camera for the space shoots. It's a spin-off of some tech we developed right here on the Fixed Gaze. Its sensor was originally used to video exoplanets in transit across nebula.
Yep, nothing but the best quality for my followers, which is what's making this so frustrating.
What's the problem?
Well, your windows are wrong. Only the leftmost and the rightmost rooms have views.
The terminology here is upstem and downstem. See, it's a mushroom kind of... Anyway, those are the only rooms that can have windows on the walls.
All right. But so now you've artificially restricted viewing to premium rooms. Every room on the station's gotta have some sort of view.
Well, I mean, we could do that, but that would require cutting out chunks of the hull that makes up the floor. But I'll raise your concerns with our best engineers.
Good, good, good. Okay, so anyway, all the footage I was getting from the rooms was all janked up. The drones go past, but we're on a frisbee, so they go by crooked, and then the stars are all whirling the wrong way. I put the footage out there, and my followers are going to get space sick looking at it. I mean, I can motion correct in post, but I don't really do post-production like that. My vids need to be authentic. So I think, hey, Gussie, didn't you see that nice big window when you were docked, and doesn't the docking bay stay nice and still? So I'm here, and I get the shot of the drone zipping straight past stationary stars.
Okay, glad to hear that, but what's the problem?
Well, I got the footage, but it's silent. I need you to help me get the authentic sound of the drones in space.
I love to help you with that, but sound doesn't travel in space.
I know that, I'm not stupid. I know sound doesn't travel through the vacuum to me. That's why I need you to get the drones back in here so I can mic them and get the sound directly.
I can try. I will bring up your concerns with, what was that?
Alert, possible medical distress detected.
Thank you,
Garcy, in
sweet,
stem.
Distracting mustache.
Alert, possible medical distress
Ella,
detected
acknowledge
in
alert.
Stem.
Guidance?
Hemoglobin and non-responsive body signature near cargo tier 7. Follow path red.
I'm on it. Mr. Dowler, please stay here. Ella, guidance.
Non-responsive body is free-floating towards you. 300 meters upstem.
I can't see anything.
100 meters.
Lights on, Ella.
A request of lights out was issued by guests.
Override. All right. I can see the free floater, and where are his pants?
Scanning. For pants.
Belay that. He's within reach. I got it. Oh, it's Pascal Langlois. Confirm medical situation. Head wound, bleeding. There's someone else upstairs. Marius?
Oh. Yeah.
I can't tell if he's injured.
I'm okay. I just got the wind knocked out of me. I can see the headlights now. Thanks for turning on the lights.
I have Mr. Langlois' arm around a handhold. All right, we're stable. Applying a med patch. Applied. I left diagnose.
Sinking with med patch. Please wait.
Oh, Pascal, is he okay?
Ella's checking. What are you two doing here? What happened? And for the love of nice bow tie, where are your pants?
Well, we were just sightseeing.
Without pants?
Well, we just wanted to experience a big, open freefall space like the stem.
Without pants?
Well, it was quiet and dark and romantic, and well, one thing led to another, and then when I thrusted, he was going one way and I was going the other way, and I hit the wall, and I guess he
Curry
did too.
Blood, I don't want to know anymore.
I do.
Is he filming?
No, no. Are you?
No, but I've got model release forms and some wicked ideas for Zero G.
Alert, med patch unable to suture or stop bleeding. Med patch reports swelling. Immediate medical attention required from sick bay.
Is he dying?
No, no, we were just, no, no.
Quiet, we need to focus and move now.
Help him, please.
I need your help for that. Get down there and call the lock. I need it open and ready stat.
Yes, okay.
You, stow the camera and help.
The computer could have called the lock.
Yes, obviously. Now, grab the handholds, I'll pull him down stem, and you keep him from drifting away. Or into the wall. Gentle nudges is all you need. Let's go.
Gussie is doing a space fireman's carry. I knew I should have brought a zero-g drone with auto follow.
Almost there.
You'll just couple. Oh, the lights are out.
I can't see the ground. Greta's legs.
I got him.
There's the lights. Ella, report.
Massive drop in solar energy collection. Shutting down non-critical systems. Switching to energy reserves.
What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing out of the ordinary. This happens now and again.
Oh, sure. All the time.
Just open the lock. Okay. Now we're gonna bring him in nice and easy. Gentle. Then gonna turn him so he's face up. Like, hold him. You'll get heavy and fast.
Don't drop him.
I never let a Gussie down.
I'm by the exit, Commander. Waiting with the gurney.
Where are his pants? Where are your pants?
Later. Get him on the gurney. One, two, three.
Ella, feed the med patch data to my iris.
Confirmed.
Hey, friend. Tablecloth for you.
Thank you.
There's some force that's needed, but I guess I never really thought about how much you'd actually need. You know, I bet you who would know? He is our medical resident expert, Dr. Tassir. How hard would an astronaut have to fart to...
Huh?
What?
Is he okay?
The...
He looks hurt.
What's going on?
Yes, he's fine. Perfectly okay. You know, everything's okay. Everything's great. You know how it is. He's got his space legs. Just a minor bump. Nothing Dr. Tassir can't patch up. He's the best doctor in the whole solar system.
Yeah, and he makes a damn fine sex on the breach.
Hawking's hairy nutsack, Tassir. You gave them booze?
What's the point of running a secret vacuum distillery if you can't share? And besides, you said to keep them fed and entertained.
And out of trouble.
Yeah, sorry. Duty calls. Follow me, Mr. Langlois.
Director Clifton, I need to speak with you.
Well, I was just about to show our guests to the...
No, I'm just going to steal your friendly guide for a minute.
Hey, everybody, how about we grab a snack and let me tell you a story about sandstorms?
You need to keep these children in line.
Oh, relax. So a couple guests snuck off. It happens. It's not a huge problem.
Not a huge... Did you not just see an unconscious man in a wheelchair with a head wound?
Yeah, but you said everything was okay.
You told me to say everything is always okay, no matter what. But things aren't okay. We have an injury, and if I find out any of these guests mucked around and caused this brownout...
Oh, no, don't worry. Look, they were with me the whole time. Using the telescopes, we were sampling some hydroponics, getting some good focus group feedback on the new branding. That's it.
And no one else just snuck off?
No, no one else. Just those two while we watch the drone maneuvers. Oh, that reminds me. Here, I need your thumbprint for this. Here, use my tablet.
What am I looking at?
This is the new branding for the station. It's the logo for the new tours branch of Initech. See how the logo just wraps around the whole mushroom like that?
Yeah, nope. Can't approve this. We can't do this. It's not gonna happen.
Actually, It's already been test marketed Earthside. We got great feedback from everyone. They ran through marketing, PR, the head office, all around the board. Everyone loves it. Well, technically, it's already been approved. I just need your formal sign-off and that the work's done to spec.
The work? Is this a live view?
Yes. And actually, the drone's just finished not too long ago. I love that shade of blue against the black backdrop of space.
Oppenheimer's explosive diarrhea! Ella, high priority. Initiate whole self-clean protocol.
Acknowledged. Please wait.
Wait, what's wrong?
Did anyone actually peer review this design?
Well, yeah, like I said, all levels reviewed and approved the design. Marketing, PR, head office, accounting.
But no technical review? No one did a feasibility assessment or an impact study? You painted on our solar panels!
Huh.
Huh, he says. Ella, progress?
Self-clean protocol of solar panel hull failed. Electrostatic wave has failed to repel accumulated dust. Vibration and compressed air have failed to break accumulated dust.
Because it isn't accumulated solar dust. It's paint. Ella, compile a list of all the damaged solar panels and plot the most efficient EVA walk for manual clean.
Computing. Please wait.
Huh. Oops. Oh, look, it was the head office who insisted that we...
Don't even... Head office. Head office isn't here. You are. So your job is to make sure these guests behave and stay out of my way. The next time I see them, it's going to be them waving goodbye to me from the shuttle. Oh, and they'll be waving goodbye to you too. You're staying on the station, and you're coming outside with me to clean up your mess with a scrub brush.
Well, we can just dispatch the drones to do all the work there.
There is no way those drones are going to be able to be forceful enough to scrub away paint, and yet delicate enough not to damage the solar panels. This is going to take human elbow grease.
Computation complete. A two-person crew will require approximately 6 weeks to complete using normal working hours and safety protocols.
Huh.
Yeah, huh. Now go babysit. And while you're sitting there smiling and telling them how everything is okay, you think about how you're going to explain 500 work hours of expense to the board, assuming we don't have to replace the entire solar array outright. I need to check on our injured guest. How is he, Doc?
Not good. Concussion, swelling, there's only so much I can do here. He needs an evac to a hospital.
A hospital? When's the shuttle coming?
It's scheduled for 2200, but I'll call and see if they can double time it. Ella, contact the transport shuttle.
Incoming call already queued. Routing to you.
Huh, good timing. I was just about to call you. We have an emergency medical evac request. What can you do with your ETA?
Fixed gaze. This is shuttle Roberta Bondar. We've been trying to reach you. We're getting ready to decelerate, but have no nav lock on you.
Apologies, Bondar. We had a brownout and we're running on critical-only systems. Ella, override shutdown of navigation beacons.
Error! Navigation beacons are not shut down.
What? Great. Ella, run a diagnostic on the beacons.
Operational, but not transceiving. Timing of failure correlates with malfunction of solar panels.
Heidenberg's uncertain bladder. Ella, how long to clear the nav beacons of paint, assuming we prioritize them over the solar panels?
A two-person team would require 8 hours.
Bondar, can you hold off deceleration until you're closer, or maybe start a slow burn?
Sorry, Fixed Gaze, we're on a tight fuel schedule. I don't have an 8-hour buffer. I can give you, maybe an hour at most. If I don't have nav lock by then, I'm going to have to divert course to Luna. I can't risk a blind approach.
We really need this evac, Bondar. Can you approach as normal and take a holding pattern while we repair the beacons?
Not for 6 hours. That would be taxing the shuttle's resources too far.
Can you approach anyway, and I'll try to get the beacons up faster?
I get your situation, Fixed Gaze, but try isn't enough. Without a guaranteed dock for refuel and resupply, I can't risk my ship, crew, and passengers. For your one patient, I'm sorry, but in 1 hour, I'll have to make the call to decelerate for a dock or divert course to Luna. It's a point of no return. Nothing I can do about the physics.
I understand, Bondar. I'll get you a nav beacon in 1 hour. Be on standby.
I'll have all my eyes and ears open. Bondar out.
My Pascal needs that shuttle. What are you going to do?
It'll be okay. Everything's just fine.
No, it isn't. I don't want platitudes. I need results. This is my husband's life at stake.
I know, but I'll figure out something.
Then stop standing here wasting time and do it. I don't care about your nav beacons. I don't care about their fuel supplies. You get that shuttle here now.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure out a way. I've got it. I can do this. Everything's gonna be fine. Okay, I just have to do 8 hours of work in under 1 hour. I just have to make it happen. It's not gonna happen. There's no way. I can't do it. Oh god, it's not gonna happen.
Hey, Gussies! Getting thick up here. Power's out and shuttle's not coming. This might be a long-haul survival deal. How exciting is that?
Are you doing a self-vid?
Absolutely! I can't sit on my butt in the lounge when reality is happening. Hang on, let me reframe this so I can get you in the shot. Hey, Gussies, we're with Space Commander Scientist. What's the latest word on the crisis?
There is no crisis. Everything is fine and under control. Please do not video this.
Don't worry, I'll cut you nicely in post. Let's do another take, but with more details, and just my opinion, try it without that fakey phony smile and the happy fappy veneer. This is real space crisis. Give me authentic.
Authentic? You think you're so damn authentic with your carefully framed shots and wanting windows for better views? You know what's actually authentic? Reality. And the reality is, physics don't care a damn. You want to cut extra windows into my station? Rotational balance gets thrown off, physics tears this place apart, and we all die. He wants to dock a shuttle blind to a 100 billion kilo structure, moving erratically in a Lagrange point. Physics throws in some delta Vs, and we all die. The shuttle decelerates and then departs without a resupply. It runs out of fuel and air, and everyone on board dies. Physics does not care. It doesn't care about your followers. It doesn't care about your authentic experience. It doesn't care about anything else. That's reality.
Yes! And that's exactly what I want. Travel with Gus. The real, really real reality. Camel rides on the Missouri Dunes is great, but it was never, never as authentic to me as working the base camp picking up camel poop. I am still kicking myself for not vidding that part.
Give me a break. You tell that camel poop story like you're so clever. Well, those farmers probably tell the same story, where a bunch of tourist idiots got suckered into cleaning up the camp and paid for the privilege of doing it. You were so busy having your authentic fun, you probably didn't even see the solar farmer's sunburns, or sand chafing, or dehydration, or any of the other real, actual problems they solve every day. And you know what else? Camel poop. You are a genius.
Commander?
Give me time estimates. Instead of a team of two cleaning the nav beacons in series, a fully staffed cleaning crew working the nodes in parallel.
Approximately 45 minutes.
Perfect.
Entirely from TurboDick.
Attention, everyone. To cap off your stay, I've arranged for an extra special exclusive treat for you. A chance to get that authentic space station life experience. We're going on a spacewalk for some routine maintenance of the hull.
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to be an astronaut.
Yes!
Commander, are you insane? Head office will never accept the liability of an EVA.
They can either accept the risk of a spacewalk or the absolute culpability of a guest dying. So you can either explain to the board's lawyers why we're liable in a wrongful death suit, or you can help me get these guests suited up to clean up your pile of space camel poop.
I am not happy about this, Commander.
I don't care if you're happy or not. Just get it done. All right, everyone, to the main docks. Director Clifton will get you suited up and synced to Ella.
All right, everyone, let's do this.
And Director, when you get dressed, don't forget to put on your smile.
And so each guest was given an EVA suit and spread across the hull. The computer provided cleaning instructions, and guests provided the firm but gentle touch that only a human can. Paint was being scraped, peeled, and pulled from the navigation beacons, and it quickly became a game of who could finish first.
Ugh, scrape, scrape. God, how much paint did you need, Royce? Almost done. And there. Ella, open group channel. Status check, everyone. Not like it's a race or anything, but when you all tell this story, only one of you will be able to brag that they were the fastest.
I know all my Gusties watching live right now know who that's gonna be, and they know because boom, done.
Good job. Everyone else, sound off when you're done.
I'm done. Hey, I just finished.
Hey, you beat me. Mine's blinking.
Hey, that was pretty easy. I finished.
Navigation node array online and transceiving.
Ella, private channel. Critical priority message to shuttle Roberta Bondar. Navigation array online. Do you copy?
Copy. Checking fuel requirements. Stand by.
Come on, come on. Yes!
Whoa! Check it out, my gussies! See that bright star right there? That's no star! That's the retro thrusters of our ride home. Look at that flare!
This is Bondar. Sorry the delayed response. Didn't have a moment to spare hitting the brakes. Let's just say that was closer than you want to know.
Just glad you can make it, Bondar. I'll have everything prepped here so you can turn over as fast as possible. Fix gaze out. Ella, alert Dr. Tazir to prep Mr. Langlois.
Confirmed.
Open channel. Good work, everyone! The shuttle's still a ways out, but we'll be here soon enough. Relax and enjoy the scenery for a few minutes, then we'll all head in for dinner before the shuttle arrives.
Alright, gotta wrap this up, my gussies. Special shout-out to Bianca. Your Aunt Josephine is the best space scientist commander in the galaxy. And that goes double for all of my gussies. Anyone you talk to, anyone you meet, you can tell them the only place they'll get the most authentic space experience is right here. The real, actual lives of real, actual space scientists, real, actually, right here. Eat their food, see their work, walk a kilometer in their space boots, and, best-kept secret of all, from Gus's mouth to your ears. You see that contraption hidden on the hull over my right shoulder?
Oh, no.
Best drinks in the solar system, right from their very own secret vacuum distiller.
The good PR from the focus group exploded like an astronaut's fart. And tourism to the station took off, also like an astronaut's fart. Word of mouth spread far and wide, like an... I think we've had enough of this analogy. The tourism revenue was as profitable as head office wanted. The board still wanted their beloved station branding, so those profits funded the R&D of pigmented solar panels. Now, fixed gaze is the correct shade of blue, and everyone agreed to never speak of the paint incident ever again. Josephine warmed up to civilians being on board, experiencing the authentic space station life. In a way, their presence had become part of space station life itself. She enjoyed meeting people from all over the planet she rarely saw anymore, especially those who brought genuine excitement and admiration for the work and research her scientists did. Sure, there was no end to the stupid questions and cat herding, but it also paid the bills and kept the lights on. And speaking of keeping the lights on, she did just that, keeping the lights running day and night, so no one ever saw those out-of-the-way microgravity areas as cozy and romantic. For the Daily WTF, this was Space for Guests, an original story written and adapted for radio by Lauren Cates. In order of appearance, Jane Bailey was Commander Josephine Garneau. Alex Papadimoulis was Director Royce Clifton and Pascal Langlois. Lauren Cates was Marius Langlois. Heather Houghton was Ella. Remy Porter was Baggage Guest and the Gus Dowler. Patrick Roach was Dr. Tassir. Devin Sweeney was Roberta Bondar Pilot. And Mark Bowitz was The Scream in Space No One Can Hear. Theme song was Slow Burn by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. I'm your announcer, Paul Roos, of VoiceByPaul.com. This has been a WTF radio presentation.